This is KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. Up now, KMUW movie reviewer Jim Erickson says a new religious-themed movie should have been a lot better given its source material.
There's a little mystery about the young Messiah that suggests to me that there were problems during production. The one-sheet poster outside the theater says Young Messiah is based on the novel Christ the Lord Out of Egypt by best-selling vampire story writer Anne Rice. But I saw in the credits of the movie itself no mention of Rice. So I bought a copy of the paperback and found in it two notes by Rice that described several years' worth of background study of Jesus and his times, as well as testimony of Rice's sincere Christian belief, and a notice for the second volume of what promises to be a many-volume biography of Jesus. The credits in the movie cite no historical authority whatsoever, and I would have expected the producer to have used the name of so popular a writer as Anne Rice, unless Rice herself wanted her name kept off the project, which she might well have wished to do. Jesus is played by a supposed 7-year-old who shows no acting talent to speak of and is badly cast. He's obviously not a Mediterranean type. His fair skin would surely crinkle under a desert sun, and he's so delicately pretty that I at first wondered why Christ was being played by a little girl. The novel pretends to be written by Christ in his later years, which enables Rice to reveal his thoughts to a degree the movie can't approximate. And this raises serious questions the novel at least tries to answer. Most importantly, since Jesus is already building a record for raising the dead and giving sight to the blind, why has he never been told the story of his miraculous birth? I could go on, but I've probably done enough damage to what may be a sincere attempt to tell an important story. Let's hope for better luck next time. Jim Erickson, over and out.